The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
A pair of Stafford County firefighters were recently off the job for more than a week in a case that's drawn quite a bit of attention, as we hear from Katie Johnston-Hertz with the Virginia Public Access Project.
Captain James Kelly, who is a volunteer firefighter in Stafford County, responded to an emergency call last month for an 18-month-old girl who was having a seizure. And she was turning blue from her chest to her head, and the ambulance hadn't arrived yet, so he took action and he drove her to the hospital in the fire truck. However, this was against policy, so he and Sergeant Virgil Bloom were taken off duty while the department conducted a review of why they didn't wait for the ambulance. The department's decision to suspend the firefighters was then met with public outrage, and they have since been reinstated.
The suspension was based on a state policy, Katie. What is that policy?
The issue was that the fire engine is licensed as a non-transport vehicle, and non-transport vehicles are meant to stabilize patients and wait for medic units unless there are extenuating circumstances like severe weather conditions.
Captain Kelly apparently thought he was in extenuating circumstances, Katie. He didn't believe an ambulance could get there on time.
Right. Kelly had tried to get in touch with the nearest medic units, but based on the location they gave, he figured it would be at least 10 or 15 minutes before anyone could get there. And, you know, with an infant who's turning blue and seizing, you don't always have that amount of time. So he made the decision to put her in the fire engine and drive to the hospital himself.
The child recovered, and she's fine. A state review of the incident could take a few more weeks. In our next story, a Suffolk High School student appeared at a recent meeting of the city school board to give the members this message.
Thank you for showing that you truly care about what youth in our division have to say and what they care about. Thank you for taking the time and effort to respond so quickly and to take action on such an important issue.
Katie, who is this young man, and what was the issue?
Hunter Turley, a high school sophomore in Suffolk City, asked the school board to take a stronger stance against smoking and tobacco use, and they listened. Mike Connors wrote a story about this in the Virginian Pilot.
He had asked the board to make the Suffolk City schools 100% tobacco-free. That's something that's not so common in Virginia as many people might believe.
According to Y Street, which is the Virginia Foundation for Healthy Youth's volunteer initiative for high school students, as of last summer, only 20 divisions in Virginia were completely tobacco-free. And in order to be considered tobacco-free, a division must prohibit tobacco and electronic cigarettes from being used in school buildings, on school property, or at a school-sponsored event, including off-site events, by anyone at any time. Now, Suffolk had been prohibiting tobacco use by students or school staff on school property, but Hunter thought they should go further.
And so they have. And Katie, it turns out something else Hunter Turley is hoping to do is to make an impression on his father.
Right. Hunter says his father uses smokeless tobacco, and he's been, you know, trying to get him to quit. And that's one of the reasons that prompted him to push the policy change. And in the meantime, Hunter says his father has begun to reduce his tobacco use.
Katie Johnston-Hertz is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.